Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so fly, yeah. Ain't gotta be up there with a G5, no. I like your style and you're feeling my swagger. I'm trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready. For a man to come and do you right, I deserve a body, you deserve a quiet in life, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never seen.
Shorty, you look fantastic, the moment is sporadic. Don't worry about the last guy, he was just plastic. Hope you ready to ride, your seatbelt fast. And I'll fly out of this world, dimension of attraction. Don't mention all the action and backseat passion. Anything you want, girl, just ask it. I specialize in picking up lame dudes' trashes. One man's trash is another man's treasure. How do you better than that man could ever? I think much clever, endeavor for whatever. Out of nowhere comes a rose and a letter. I'm the love doctor, romance professor. You know I got the best love. Come on, girl, fess up. The way that thing stick out, the way your breath sit up. Flap my gas so fast, my words just trip up. The other guy bring you down, I'ma bring you up.
I'm so fly, yeah. Ain't gotta be up there with a G5, no. I like your style and you're feeling my swagger. I'm trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready. For a man to come and do you right, I deserve a body, you deserve a quiet in life, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never
relationship. I know how that can get. I can promise you, this will be your last trip on a ship they call love boat. No hoax, I ain't playing you, this message I'm relaying to you. I ain't looking for a playgirl, a body I can play with. I'm looking for a good girl, somebody I can stay with. Are you speaking my language? To play with feelings is dangerous. Believe me, girl, I know, I've been a player for ages. You I won't play with, girl, you are the greatest. You can call it brave, this saving you was courageous. I'm loving your look, we free with it. From your ex-man, I'm feeling a lot of hatred. Cause I'm the next man, I ain't tripping. I can make him a victim of the heinous crime. Still staying this time, I blow his mind with the crummy nine. Ain't it solar fly, and I'm solar fly. That's
fly. Ain't gotta be up there with a G5. I like your style and you're feeling my swag. I'm trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready. For a man to come and do you right, I deserve money, you need clay. Oh, come on, baby, let's go. I'm so fly, girl. Ain't gotta be up there with a G5, no. I like your style and you're feeling my swag, girl. I'm trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready. For a man to come and do you right, I deserve a body, you deserve a quiet in life, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never seen.
Five, 9554, you own. Who we got here?
This Shaker
caller from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Professor X told me about you guys' radio station. I'm an upcoming artist of his.
All right, all right. Well, welcome for coming through. Welcome. Yeah. All the way from Florida, huh?
Yes.
All right. What y'all doing? What y'all doing in Florida?
Right now, I'm in the middle of dance practice. But, I made time to call in because it's at 5 o'clock. So I was like, okay, I can make time for that. Because
yeah,
I know once she starts, managing me, it's going to be like that. I'm going to have to make time for something. I love you.
Hey, well, you always got to make time for you, and that's some of the stuff that we're going to be talking about on today's show, some of the responsibilities of, the artist, what I'm saying? Because if you don't take time for you, ain't nobody else going to do it, for real, Hold on, we got somebody else from your good town wanting to join us in Florida, 954. Come on, 954, who we got here?
What's good with you, brother? This is her manager. This is Professor X. Kuvi is a real good friend of mine. So whenever he's doing a show and, whenever he's doing whatever, I just support him all the time. So how you doing today, brother?
I'm doing good, baby. I'm doing good, man. And thanks for joining us, man. Kuvi will be joining us 1 minute, man. He'll be calling in, dialing in, and we can get cracking, man. Thanks for joining us, man. We just trying to grow right here on IMND, reach out, each one, teach one, and,
exactly.
Try to promote this.
That's
anything.
What it's all about, spreading that knowledge.
Absolutely, trying to, spread this anything, and, I'm always talking about, the, I ain't going to say the generation I come from, but, the cats in the industry that came up when I was, grinding, really a soldier out there in the streets trying to, do what I love to do, which was singing at the time, cats was really down for themselves, man. They wasn't really trying to teach nobody or pass it on. And in reality, what happened is, man, we end up losing a couple generations of musicians. It's a lot of cats. It's a lot of cast is computer literate, but if you put a chart and ask them what a B flat C sharp is, they couldn't tell you.
Or they can't even write the sheet music.
That's what I'm saying. They couldn't tell you what a note is. So, and I think that's a shame, because we should pass that on, what I'm saying? So we can continue to make, great music. And
a lot of them are just caught up into, the Pro Tools, and nobody knows about the real and real, and the ADATs, man. I'm from the old school myself, man.
I remember the
digital studio, but I love the analog, man. What I'm saying? Because the analog gives you a more warmer sound than today with the Pro Tools stuff. I don't knock anybody out there using Pro Tools, but today's digital age, everything sounds so clean. It's not warm. It doesn't sound real. It's like, come on. So.
Yeah, well, hey, I come from an analog world. I still got a 2-inch.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, though. Nothing wrong with that, brother.
All right. Well, hold on, man. We got somebody else calling in, man. Let him up in here, too, man. 914, hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Who are we speaking to?
You're speaking to Juicy from Juicy Media Group.
How you doing, Juicy?
I'm good. I'm fabulous.
You sound like it. Welcome to the show.
I'm just stopping by to show some love for my boy, Kuvi. I'm also his executive assistant. I got the back call, so I figured I better call in.
Well, all right then. That's what I'm talking about. I'm loving because Cool V is the man.
I love him.
Cool
is he
V.
on yet?
I'm right here. What's happening? How y'all?
Hey, Cool V sitting over there listening to all the accolades with us talking about he the man. He doesn't say nothing too quick.
next to the man, you know, trying to devise a plan, you know. And, I don't look good unless Juice on the side. She keeps my head on my shoulders. So, you know, I got to give a shout to her, my whole team, you know, Wayne Royale, Tam, Sed, you know, Tony, Ash, you know, my man. Of course, I can't give about X, you know, just the whole squad, Gabasa. It's a whole team of us, man. So I got to give a shout to the whole team and everybody out there, the Rated Next Camp, Cool V TV, you know, Big Drew, everybody doing their thing, you know. It's both Drews, Drew in Canada and Toronto, and Drew over there in out there in the other part of Canada doing his thing. Real major, man, all my family.
Right on, man. That's beautiful, man. That's lovely, man, when you got it like that, boy. And that's what everybody out there strive for, and all the listeners, man, please pay attention, because you can't do nothing without a team. That's so important nowadays. You got to have a team, and you got to be all pulling the same direction at the same time.
That's real talk. And speaking of which, man, you got a lot of listeners checking out the show today. Give a shout-out, big shout-out to RagTube.com. They said, you know, they loving the show. They checking it out real big. They loving it. Shout-out to Miss Iverson. She checking it out right there. Big shout-out to her, big time. Shout-out to my main man. Can't forget about Ill, you know, Illicit Beats. They checking us out real heavy over there. Shout out to Ronnie Ron. Of course, Mega Godzilla over there checking us out, man. Mr. Bad, you know, I can't, you know, curse on the radio. Mr. Bad, you know, so-and-so. And then I can't forget about, you know, the rest of my main man, Shimmy. You know, Honey Management, and she make me look good. I love you, honey. And I can't for you TV. They banging us out, too. And my main man, you know, over to one of my other Cool V representative, Anthony Thomas, and the Cool Crew, all those cats out there. So, and DJ King Assassin, he's listening on deck, too. Shout out, King. I hear you.
What's up, King Assassin? Yeah, big shout out to all y'all, man, and thanks for joining in and supporting and doing what you do, because nothing that we could do without you, especially in the manner that we're doing it today.
Real talk. It's a lot of us on deck, man, so just a shout out to everybody popping in. I got to apologize, Sue, on your air, because I've been getting cussed out all week. It ain't me with the phone, it's T-Mobile. But you got it. PC phone, Run, Flee for the Hills, man. You know, they've been putting a lot of actual articles on. You can research it. They have a lot of defective phone. The G2 is actually a defective product. It didn't just happen to me and my phone, but it happened to actually about six other people I spoke to. So, you know, y'all can do research on it. Don't believe my word for it. I always do your research, but, you know, T-Mobile, come on, y'all got to do better. And with your customer care service, y'all got to do better. Speaking of which, I got a video coming out, you know, corresponding that, and that's one of the things I talk about, and not just in a lot of my articles, man. You know, service is key, man, and how you treat your people is going to be how they come back and how they support you. People got to recognize that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like Metro PCS?
Hey, look, I'm pissed off at Sprint today. You know, I was on the phone with them for a whole hour and a half today, so we don't want to use up the whole show talking about them rascals, boy.
Hey, you know why you messed up? You know why you mad? Because they started merging with T-Mobile. See, they wasn't bad, so T-Mobile got hit. See, that's just a wrap. We had to infect y'all. Well, after y'all came and infected us, because T-Mobile used to be good to Sprint merge. I don't know.
No, and then they get smart. Then they do the wraparound and stick you with Boost.
Yeah, they smart. But listen, I can't be mad at them. Boost is right now is killing the game because they have the lowest, they have the most cost-effective plan. They have a plan that actually every demographic, and they brought what everybody wants. Everybody wants that Android capability. And because of that, you know, they're killing the market with that, and it's cheap.
No, I got you, but all I'm saying is one brother just ran you to the other brother. That's all.
Of course. You know what they do. I mean, you know, it kind of is called that byproduct. It's kind of like when you go to the store and you see the brand of chips, and then you see a bag of chips that look like Lay's, but it's called Hayes, but it's the same manufacturer, but they just changed the name up. So you're paying more for that name on it. So it's the same thing. That's what they did to us. Let's change the name up, you know, lower the less than the cost, and boom, still get more money and do the quantity versus quality.
Yeah. Let's let them think that they're getting away from us. Ha, 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 ha.
But they still going to the bank one way or the other, so.
Yeah. Well, man, listen. Let's get into the meat. Let's get into the nitty-gritty, because, you know, we were speaking off the air a little while back, And we're talking about, you know, the nature of the business and how to be effective as an artist coming into game now. And I know, you know, we were speaking on that a little bit, how people expect other people to believe in their dreams and their careers more than they do themselves.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to leave it at, and I'm going to make it real simplistic, but people forget the most important component for a person is themselves. The first thing you sell to a person is your personality. I mean, you can sit out here, and it's just like, you know, back when I was in school, they could say three things. You know, you to be sold two things. You're either selling yourself, I mean, you're selling a product, a good, a service, or yourself, or you said, well, actually five things, or you're selling some BS. You know what I'm saying? So either way, something's being sold. You know, if you're talking to a person, whether it's to engage a relationship, whether personal or business, the bottom line is you're still selling something for yourself. If I'm talking to a girl, I'm selling my personality because I want, or I'm talking to a friend or an affiliate, associate, whatever, to build, you know, a relationship, I'm selling myself. If I'm selling a product, brand, or service, I'm selling customer service. So I'm selling not just myself, but a brand, what I represent. And I think that the problem with a lot of artists is the biggest misconception is that they're thinking they're just themselves and they can be themselves. When it comes along, you know, when you enter any business, field of business, you are a brand. You're no longer a person, a solo entity. You represent a brand. And most people forget that. So when they're out there representing themselves, they still carry themselves in a solo manner or a personal manner. You got to remember, it's not about you. And then when you're dealing with somebody, the most important thing they want to hear is about them. They don't care about you. The first thing is, if you're selling something in the store, I don't care about what you have in the store and how good it is and what the product is. What I want to find out, how does it affect me? Is it cost effective for me? Does it fit a specific need that I have? Are you touching on something that serves my interest? That's it, because it's just like this. I mean, if let me give you a case in point, okay? Let's say I'm out here and my thing is, you know, I like, you know, comedy movies. You coming in to me saying, you selling me all the telling me the type of horror flicks you have and the romantic flicks. I'm not concerned because that's not my target specific. But if you touch on it and you say, hey, well, I got the new Eddie Murphy in, or I got something touches my needs, specific needs and wants, then I'm interested. People forget that. And the most important thing they forget when they're selling a product or trying to build a relationship is it is an exchange of goods and services. Both parties got to hear something. Okay?
I'm an artist, but I'm trying to get some gigs, but I haven't established my brand, but I'm trying to get some paid dates.
Well, the biggest thing about that, if you're an artist and you're trying to get some paid gigs, first thing is you need notoriety. You have to establish yourself first as a brand because nobody books nobody. I've never seen somebody say, hey, I can't wait to see nobody's counselor. He got about three followers, but I'm going to go check him out. You want to find that. You want to follow people who have, you know, a following. People, either they have a following through word of mouth, either they built themselves a brand on a social network, or either they built themselves a brand through, you know, like I said, you know, either through one of the viral media, television, radio, print, one of the multimedias. At the end of the day, they built a name for themselves based off either the services or the goods they provide, you know, or pretty much the referrals from, well goods or service they provide, but based off the referrals or based off their reputation, how, you know, how reputable is that brand, how good is they, and when you're talking about an artist, how good is the concert, how good are you live, am I going to waste my money, am I going to be like the last guy I went to go see and he just stands around the stage and act like he had Tourette's with 12 other people, or are you going to be like, you know, back in the days where they perform the show? And that's kind of like when you hear a lot of the old school vets when they talk about the difference between now and then. You were actually forced to put on the show back then versus now. I mean, you had to work a crowd. There was no such thing as going on the stage and, you know, screaming and having Tourette's. I had to work the left, right, center, front. And the thing about it is I had to know what city I was in. Before I even went to that city, you did your research. Okay, I'm going to the Canadian market. I'm going to Toronto. I need to know Kitchener, London. You know what I'm saying? Hamilton. You know, Mississauga. I need to know if I'm in New York, I need to know Brooklyn, Bronx, you know, Queens, Manhattan. I need to know the boroughs. You need to know where you're at, and that's the problem.
Man, but I got talent, man, but I ain't got no money, man. I want you to like my music.
Well, I'm going to just play it to you plain and simple. No money don't make no money. The bottom line is this. This business is just like, I said it in my article, it's just like a bank account, okay? I've never seen anybody go to a bank and make a withdrawal without making a deposit. At the end of the day, you got to remember this. If you don't invest in your brand, watch anybody else.
Hold on a second, Hoovy. I think we got tunes calling in. Hold on a second. Welcome to the show.
Peace, peace. This is Tony Toons.
Toons.
What's the word? What's the word?
Yo, we just going in. Toons, what up, brother?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Trying to maintain. You know, it's warming up out here in Cali, but it's all right.
Warming up? Y'all probably melting already, but that's okay.
Man, no, not yet. I see the trees blowing. Ain't all that windy. But listen, 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 Toons. We were just finna get into it because I was getting V warmed up here. I was just getting him going. Hey, V, somebody gave me another example the other day. They said, you remember when you was a little boy and you started to play Little League baseball, minor league, Pop Warner, whatever you did, the first thing you had to do was go. You had to pay to get on the team, the first thing. Second thing you had to do, you had to buy your little cleats. Then you had
uniform.
To buy your little uniform. You know, before
right.
you even play on the team, not that you was going to play, but just so you could look up, look like you can play on the team.
Right.
That was the first
right.
thing we had to do. And if we think about that, we didn't have no problems doing that. The parents didn't have no problems doing that. But that was our first intro into anything. And getting into the music game and any other business is basically the same to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Every business is an investment. I mean, put it to you this way. Girl Scouts has to buy uniform to sell cookies.
Exactly. Same thing. But I got talent, but I ain't got no money. I ain't got no bio. I ain't got no pictures. I ain't got no EPK. Matter
well,
of
you
fact,
know what,
I want a manager.
I'm going to be honest with you. First of all, well, a manager is only built to actually help expound on a talent that's already ready to enter the professional realm.
Yeah,
who already has
you don't need
brand.
A manager until you got a career to manage.
Exactly. And you know, the funny thing about it is, too, when you say that I don't have an EPK, see, there's no excuses for that these days nowadays because there's so many free websites now and so much free information that you cannot. And the problem is people are just lazy. Let's keep it honest with you. They're lazy.
Well,
okay?
that's part of it, too, but a lot of them don't know the jargon either. You got to remember that. I'd say an EPK to somebody, and this dude, I told him, yo, I need an EPK on you. You know what he did? He brought me a bio. He brought me a paper printout bio. Right?
Well, you know,
I'm like, do you know what EPK is? Like, part of what we got to do is we got to educate them on some level so that they know what they need.
Let me just interject this, you know, because Quincy Jones put this to me a long time ago. We first gotta cut out the ego, because we can't
right.
get past that. We can't educate nobody because they're not going to
exactly.
hear
what we're saying. Exactly.
They're not going to hear nothing we're saying.
You know what? You just
right.
hit the nail on the head. And this is the thing I was saying about the whole thing. First, the thing about people need to learn humility. If Michael Jackson, I'm going to say it again, the king of pop, Michael Jackson was humble and still was pushing and promoting the brand. He's the most known entertainer in the world. He doubled Elvis sales in notoriety. Elvis, okay? He's a diplomat in countries. They got holidays after Michael Jackson. If he was still pushing and promoting and with dying working on the tour, what did I think that should be for that person who hasn't even created a buzz on his own block? That should tell
right.
you something. The message.
Right.
The problem with people is this. It's not the fact that there's plenty of people that will help you. It's the approach. I don't know how many times I guarantee everybody on this call been approached by somebody on Twitter and Facebook, and the first thing they'll say is, yo, you need to do this.
Mm.
First of all, you need to do your research. Out who you speaking
yeah.
to, and I'm not speaking from an egotistical point of view, but I'm saying so I can protect you artist's career out there. You never know who you're talking to, and that could be your first and your last chance, because this
right
industry
up.
Is biggest. People have a misconception about the industry that it's this huge world and you can do whatever you want, and it's not gonna bite
yeah.
you in the butt. This is a small industry. Trust me when I tell you, everybody knows everybody. It's a
everybody
lot of talk.
Knows
a lot
somebody.
Of
well, yeah,
knows
I still
somebody.
Believe it's a big industry. I just believe that it's small circles related to the industry. So you never know who you're coming across or who you may talk to. But these up-and-coming artists need to understand that every time they're in front of somebody, they need to go for broke and act like this is the last chance that they may ever have to enter this industry.
And you, but
a
you
lot
know
of
what,
cats
I'm
are not realizing that.
But you know, Toons, I said I must give you one even better. The bottom line is do your research. Because,
mm-hmm.
listen, I'll tell you something. The first thing people forget is that you're in the field. This is still the music business. This is not called the music hangout, music homie, music business.
Music, it's
you
not called the music play.
Exactly.
Right.
And the reason why I'm go there is this. You wouldn't go to a job interview without doing the research on that company. You're not going to go work for Bill Gates and say, yo, cut. You know what? You make money, I make money. What's good? Okay, there's the door. You know what I'm saying? You're going to do research for any company you go to. And it's just that simple. It's not hard to do research on the person. I've seen people, listen, to go on Facebook pages where you have a – when you look – even Twitter and Facebook, everybody's profile gives a little bio of what he or she does. It takes you 2 seconds to look at it. That's it. And if you don't know something about a person, we have a thing called Google. Do your research.
Yep. That's all it takes.
Want to find out. And the thing is, I get so sick and tired of people say, well, this person, Brandon, how do I know? You know what you do? Go to the professional sites. And this is Ann's favorite site, so I'm going to say it. Go to LinkedIn. Look at their resume. Look at their references. See if they're reputable. Mm-hmm. And those are the places you really need to go to. Don't go for the mom part. Just because you've seen it on somebody's blog site don't mean that it's real. I could write anything on a blog site. I could say I'm the Pope on the blog site. That don't mean nothing. And then people that make all these big promises, people, I think what you independents need to start doing is really think with your head. You know, come on, I hear people say, I can make you famous. And they put a cookie-cutter package. Now, if I'm selling that same package to 1,000 people, that's like this. You wouldn't walk into a room with a red shirt on, and there's 5,000 people with a red shirt on, expect to stand out.
Mm-hmm.
Why position your brand the same way? Okay?
Right.
There's misconceptions when you talk about industry jargon. I talk to people right now that call themselves, I'm marketing consultants, and I ask them, okay, hey, do you know what a client needs assessment is? You're a professional marketing consultant, but you don't even know what a client needs assessment is. And this is news bulletin. Client needs assessment is basically marketing consultants. We work like, how can I say, like a GPS unit, okay, or like a lawyers, okay? When you see an attorney cannot represent his client without a deposition because the deposition gives them, you know, pretty much a start and end point, okay, what's going on, where's my case, how should I present you, and this is where we're going to go with it. Same thing when you see a CNA. The CNA is basically broken down. It gives you the history of your client, and it also gives you, a target goal of where they want to go, and then you do things target specific. But we got to be realistic. Don't sit up and say, hey, I want to be blown up across the web. I got $5 in my pocket. At the end of the day, you get what you pay for.
The thing that you said most prominent in all of that is you have to learn the rules before you play the game, and that's with anything. There. We have a tendency to want to put a round object in a square hole. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It don't work. I don't care what you try to do, you have to learn the rules to that game, no matter what it is.
Right. Right. You're right.
That's
about
right.
That. You see, everything looks so easy to the up and coming cat right now just because I think we had this discussion before. I was like, you know, we're almost like Rosa Parks. They don't know the struggles we went through to get to where we are. So they don't appreciate it. And being in the information age, they think everything is at their fingertips, but you still got to know something.
The sad part about it, Tunes, is they're not even smart enough to care, and something else Cool V said that common sense isn't common. And that goes, some of these cats are not even smart enough to care where a lot of this stuff came from, so they don't know where they are, and in turn, they don't know where they're going as a result of that because they don't even care. They don't even pay attention to what's going on around them. And so, no, they don't know. They don't know the stuff that you've done. They don't know the songs that I wrote that I never got credit for. They don't know nothing about none of that. And, I mean, they don't even care. You know,
it goes back to what I said before, learning, doing your research. And a lot of times people don't. And the reason why they don't care is because they don't think it affects them because we have become a mundane society when it comes to the urban branding and urban music and urban business. I'm going to keep it real with you. We don't do networking. We don't do proper networking anymore. We don't even when I say proper networking, you can even see how we speak to somebody. You can talk. You can go to any conference. You can go on any viral site. And the first thing a person is doing is they're so busy trying to get their product to you that they don't care what you have. It, you know, and they forget that business is an exchange of goods and services. They just feel that you need to do this for me. Well, why should I do it for you? What are you going to do for me every time? It's an exchange of goods and services. And see, this is the biggest misconception. It's not the fact, like, okay, because I hate when people be like, oh, well, you don't want to work my project. It's not that, dog, but I'm a grown man. I got bills. You know, I wish I could tell, you know, Niagara Mohawk and the gas people, yo, my man, when he blow, I'm going to pay y'all. But we can't do that.
Right. Yeah,
okay.
That ain't, that,
So I don't mind doing things, but it's a favor for a favor. If you come at me humble and say, hey, listen, I don't have this, but I do graphic services. What I can do is I can make flyers for you, or I can pass out flyers for your events. And I'm pretty sure if he came to you and he said, hey, listen, I like World Movement Records. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tweet you all day. I'm going to put you on the website. You're not going to mind putting out stuff on your page and stuff. You're not going to mind helping promote the artist.
Right.
You ain't mind putting him on your radio show because now he's doing something that builds your brand. Tune, same thing. I'm going to tell all my friends, we're going to come to your studio at Tunes, and we're going to, you know, help you out, carry your crate. I don't have it. And then that's an exchange of goods and services, and that's not coming begging. But when you come and saying and thinking, the problem is we've been accustomed that we owe. This is the biggest problem I have. People act like you owe them something. We got to stop that. I'm saying, even with black businesses, it doesn't matter what style of business it is, what urban business. I don't even, you could be a lawyer. If you define you black, it goes from Mr. Sunday, yo, what up, cuz? What up, cuz? Just because we're urban, we're still doing business. I don't know you. We ain't grow up from, we ain't come up. You're not my cousin. We ain't friends. Uh-huh. I don't know you. So conduct yourself in a professional manner at all times to get the best results.
And let me show you. Let me tell you an ideal case of bartering on the upscale. Why do you think Donald Trump can go to any restaurant in the world and don't pay for dinner?
Wow. Oh, yeah. He shows them love. I think doesn't he give them an exchange for some complimentary rooms or something like that?
Not necessarily, but they make more money by just by being able to say that he eat there and charging him for the meal.
Yeah,
really?
But you know he does too though. But I've seen him do it though. For certain companies, he will barter with them if he sees the value in them, and even help promote them. Like for example, we know Donald Trump ain't into hip hop like that. Okay, you feel what I'm saying?
No.
Hip hop fan, but you know he does. He supports a lot of hip hop events because he sees the value in our marketing demographic. And I think that a lot of times what people don't understand is if they see a value in you, they will support
what
you.
Like, you go over there.
Huh?
Cool. All right, I'm back. Sorry about that.
Yeah, people see the value in your brand. They invest in you. Just that simple.
Yeah, and that's the thing. But he would have to give him, doesn't he? He gives him clearance to use his name like that because it is that name. Like,
exactly.
And that's how it works for him.
But you can take any celebrity, man. They very rarely charge for their meal. And like I said, the restaurant owners just want to say such and such somebody ate here or eat here. You know what I mean? That increased business for his restaurant just because he has the name of those people dining there. So it's worth it to him to comp their meals. But
you know, you just said something. It goes back to what you just said. The bottom line, it goes right back to what you said. It goes back in the beginning. The way people value you, if they value you. And one thing is, like I said, they say the rich get richer, okay? So the reason why they get rich is because everybody wants to be down with somebody that's successful, that's already made it, that's established.
They don't have to pay for nothing.
Exactly.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
Don't have to pay for nothing. When you broke, you got paid for it.
Hey, you get your wardrobe free because somebody, some new designer somewhere wants you to wear his gear, so he going to comp you the clothes. No matter what level it is, I don't care if it's Louis, whoever, they're going to give you something.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's big. That sounds kind of bass-ackwards, right?
Yeah, but that's the way it works.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's big, though. That's definitely something that needs to be discussed. That's big.
That's just the way it works, though, man. You know how it is. The bigger you get, the less you got to pay for it. And it is.
Yep.
It does sound backwards. But you become more valuable to somebody else just to be associated with you than for them to charge you. And like I told somebody else the other day, I said, man, I'm the guy that you make money with. I'm not the guy that you make money on. You know, the little petty money that I would pay you for your services, I mean, just for working with me, you could make that 150,000, 100 times over. You know what I mean?
But
you're trying to get $5, man, come on. I give you that and don't talk to you no more.
You know, if I'm going to interject some, dig this, man. The biggest problem is this, what we don't understand, man. As we come to urban branding, we are losing in the field of business because we're not thinking smart, okay? Same thing. You can even go to your local small, you know, clothing spot in any city where they'll go to Canal Street, buy a shirt for, you know, $5 or $10, and then they'll upsell that value to $40, $50. Now, you'll take some Asian cats. they'll take that same shirt. They'll take the market price and they'll mark up only $5 or $10 more. Now guess what? Mm-hmm. Guess who gets the product and get more sales? So they're working on quantity. We so stuck that we try to charge each other, overprice each other, and then not only that, we don't understand the value of cross promotional branding. The bottom line is this: when you look over there, the biggest, the most wealthy company, Viacom, is the largest company and one of the largest in the world. And the thing about it is, are all multi-billionaires working together. So if these people are doing, I mean, look at all the mergers. Sprint, okay, right now. Sprint is trying to merge right now with T-Mobile, AT&T, Singular Wireless. I mean, these people were all competitors. They're merging for a reason. They understand that, first of all, it's cheaper because when I come to my distributor, I'm going to get a discount price because versus me going against, because see, that distributor is going to go in competition when I have competition. If me and Tunes and you are going to the same wholesaler, okay, let's say we were getting ties, and we're getting the same ties, okay, but we're going in, he's going to go competitive pricing because we all want that product. Now, if we say, screw that, we're going to all come together. We don't like each other, but you know what, guess what? We still all want ties. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to go in there. So now we're going to say, hey, look, we got the bulk. If you don't come to us, you lose 6,000 ties. He's going to give us the cheapest price possible. Okay, so now that's a cost-effective branding. That's where you see all these different Italian restaurants and Asian restaurants doing across the globe, and they understand that. We have to understand that. That's why we're losing.
But you know what, too, you got to consider? They not only understand that, but, you know, there's your when you're buying wholesale from wherever you're getting it from, there's going to be a different price break. So if I'm buying 500 pieces and you're buying 1,000 pieces, your wholesale cost is going to be a lot cheaper than mine.
Exactly.
Because I can't afford to, I'm not moving as much as you, and you're buying a lot more. So if we get together, three different companies get together, and we all buy wholesale together, then naturally our bottom line is way down. So,
but not only that,
you know, people are learning money right now.
But not only that, we cornered the market because you know what happens? We can say, hey, look, we out here, we want our ties to be only 80 cents a piece. And we see what you're selling it. You're selling it to our competitors for $100. That's not fair. We sell too many. Now, either you up their price and we leave you, and I've seen them do that. And then what happens is now your competitors' price is going up because you are doing the bulk of the sales. So the person who owns the bulk of the sale controls that market.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that makes sense. There's a lot to be learned on that, man, for sure. But, you know, cats got to be – they can't be walking around with their eyes wide shut and be willing to listen. That's the problem I'm running into. Don't nobody want to – you know, they ask you for advice, but they don't see it your way, so they're not listening.
It goes.
Well, one thing I know that you're doing wrong, and I'm going to tell you this, one thing you're offering is free. For some reason with minorities,
right,
they don't want free advice. Now, they can go to somebody else and pay.
That's right.
Right.
And then listen, but you could offer, and I know what you're saying, Tunes, because this drives me up the wall, dude. I'm almost a dinosaur in the game, you know, with credentials, and a guy sit up and ask me how to do something, and I'll spend my time considering his situation and just running down what I would do if it were me, you know what I mean? And then he'll go right next door and ask this guy over here that work at the gas station.
Yeah, exactly.
You know
listen
what?
To him.
That comes from, you know what that comes from? That comes from people think that, you know, the more name or whatever is better. I'm going to give you a case in point, okay? People, the problem with a lot of these people, the newcomers, they really don't understand industry politics. Nowadays, you got all these fake cats. They'll go to conferences. They'll take pictures next to everybody. And they think because they see them next to Rick Ross, Lil Wizzy, that this person's doing something. They don't say nothing about the person's stats, not with the person. As long as I see a picture, and as long as I got a shot on a mixtape, that means I'm doing something, okay?
Right.
And the problem, a lot of people, you know, when they go around doing that stuff, they take these people who talk loud. What I mean by that, I see so many people saying, I can make you a star. I can do this. Now, how the hell are you going to make me a star when nobody knows of you, okay? See, the problem is, you know, I see people who are local celebrities. I mean, local towns or Twitter celebrities, I call these reality star cats, okay? Which they're only stars when in a smaller market. They have no skill, they have no talent, but they're only stars. Like, for example, half these people you see on reality TV, you have to ask yourself, would they ever be a star if nobody didn't put a camera on these people? Listen to half these musicians. If they didn't have a video, would you ever pay attention to these people? So, I mean, like, the bottom line, man, is that But people only see what they see on the screen and they believe it. They never see.
Oh, man. Listen, you made me think of something really funny. I shouldn't even say this because Flavor Flav is my boy, man. But
right.
Could you see? I just couldn't see some of the women, man. Listen, let me stop. But yeah. So it goes back to what you said about these reality shows and would somebody notice them?
Give you somebody better. I'm gonna give somebody better. I'm gonna give you a case in point. Would Kim Kardashian ever be in existence? Would Tila Tequila be in existence?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No offense, just here locally.
That's it.
I love New York, Real and Chance. Ooh, how the hell did these people get shit? And listen, I'm not knocking them. I'm not hating on them.
Well, you know, what they did is they allowed their lives to be public. A famous performer allowing his life to be public. They allowed cameras into their lives. That's the thing. The problem we're having is the MTV generation, they don't understand how to separate entertainment from real life. Because
exactly.
You remember in our time, when we got on stage, we put on some type of outfit, a costume or something. And when we got off the stage, we was in our normal cars going home.
Exactly.
You're so right about that.
Dressing like
entertainers.
Exactly. So if they can go out and buy the clothes that the rapper's wearing right now on stage, I just saw his video, and I can go to the store up the block and buy what he has on, then I'm feeling like I'm the man. So they can't separate reality from real life.
That transcends in many different, and I'm glad you touched upon that, Tunes, but that transcends in so many different, you know, avenues. That also is one of the reasons why a lot of our kids, you know, are under the ground right now, because they can't separate the reality from the fantasy. You got to catch them on TV. Yo, I bought a kill, I shot him and shot my mama, shot the man next door. They're digging. The same cats is talking that is going back to mansions while you going back to the hood where it's real. So you got to know when to calm down, what's fantasy, what's reality. See, we talked all that. Now, listen, when I say that, I'm not knocking. Once again, I'm not knocking because it's freedom of speech. You can freely say whatever you want. I'm not knocking what you said, but what I'm saying is there was a balance. I used to remember a time where even NWA back in their prime time had respect yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a balance. Every album, I don't care how crazy you was back in the day, you could say whatever you want, but then they had that one song. There was a formula back in the days where you had a party song, you had a reality song, you had a hook song for
the
stream.
All of us understood that it was just entertainment. That's the thing.
Exactly.
You know, we grew up on the Three Stooges, but we wasn't hitting our cousins upside the head with sledgehammers. We knew better. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand this. The reality has been taken away from these kids, and they don't understand it, and neither do they understand consequences either.
Well, you know, the problem is, I hate to say it, though, man, and this is sad, but it's the crack baby generation all grown up, okay? When you take away morals and ethics soon, that also affects a lot, okay? Because nowadays, the difference was when we grew up, the reason why we understood a lot, we had brothers, like older brothers, that would say, come here, young blood, let me speak to you. There are people that pulled you to the side. Nowadays, the older cats are acting younger than the younger cats. So there's no balance, and so there's no guidance at the end of the day, and then nobody wants to help or teach nobody. And it's like you said, you know, Lamont, when you sit up and you try to take the time out, people don't value anything because if you say it's free, then it's not worth it. That's the biggest misconception. I'm going to give you a case in point, okay? People always talk about the more you spend, the better you get, okay? Let's say you got in an accident and back in the days, everybody remember that Johnny Cochran was the top lawyer back in the days, right? Everybody knew when you said that name, you knew you got out of. But this is the difference. You're not going to get the same representation that Michael Jackson's going to get, because Michael Jackson got a different bank account than you got through Johnny Cochran. So you remember that. When you're going for those bigger people. Those bigger fries only want to deal with big fries. Big fish want to swim with big fish. They're not trying to swim with small fish in a big pond.
Right. Yeah, it's education, baby. It's education.
I mean, you think about it. Think about this in business. Think about it like this in business. What do you got? What do anybody, let's say anybody's listening, listen to your brand. What do you got to stand to gain? If you're doing your thing and you're getting all these people, you got a great following. Let's say you got a following of, I'm going to just start off, 4,000, 2,000 people. What do you have stand to gain in that with that person only got 2 Twitter followers?
The flip side of that is a person who got the 200 fans. He want to get with you.
Mm-hmm. But he won't listen. But the problem is, nowadays, this is the problem. I'm glad you mentioned that. The problem is, of course, everybody won't be with somebody better than them. That's just like if you see an attractive female and you an ugly dude and no chicks paid you attention and you got that, well, you're going to want that girl, okay? But at the end of the day, it goes like this. She's not going to want you if you're not like the other guys, the typical guys she goes out with, or better, okay? So, like, the bottom line is, and this has nothing to do with just the industry, I'm just going to give you some real life talk. The bottom line is, you attract who you are, okay? And
right.
You cannot expect people to deal with your brand if you don't value your brand. The first person you got to sell is yourself. If you're not sold, you can't sell anybody else. Bottom line.
Mike said, start with the man in the mirror.
You doggone tootin'.
And that's so important.
Yeah, it is. Definitely. But then, too, you know, you gotta consider your product, too. What are you trying to pass on? You know what I mean? Right now, it's a lot of negativity. That's
well, I mean,
you know,
the bottom line is,
away from.
The problem is people, it goes back to what you just said. People are not doing business. If you do business, I mean, you are established. First thing you establish when you create any business is, what brand do I have? A target specific. Your 5-minute sales speech. Well, you know, what are you selling? Because if you don't even know what the hell you're selling, how the hell are you going to sell something? If you don't know what you represent, how do you know? I mean, the first thing that you sell tunes, and not just knowing your brand, you have to sell yourself first. I don't care what you're selling if I'm not sold on you.
Let me ask you this question, V. Have you stopped investing in yourself yet?
Oh, no, never. The bottom line is, put it this way. Owning a business is like raising a kid or having a kid. Do you stop loving a kid no matter how old they get? You don't stop loving and raising your business. But the difference between, I'm going to tell you like this, I'm going to give you even a better example. Your business is just like, you know, dating somebody, a male, if you're a female, male, whatever you do. That's like dating somebody, okay? When you get in a relationship, when you start off in a relationship, you got to take that person out, you got to spend time with them, you know, and you show them affection. So that person knows that you're into it, okay? The minute you don't do it, then guess what? That person leaves, and that's the same way with your business. If you don't wine and dine your business will leave you.
Well, the reason I put that out there like that is because, you know, people just really, really, truly have to understand that, you know, I think I'm the senior on this call, and I've never, ever stopped investing in myself, and I don't think I ever will, you know
right.
what I'm saying? Because if you don't, it goes back, and it's simple, if you don't believe in yourself, who is? You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Nobody.
If you can't invest in anything else that you're doing, who is?
Yep.
If anybody's listening is really trying to get in this music business, if you can't take the first step yourself, you know, I could believe in your dream with you, but I can't believe in it for you.
Mm-mm.
So, you know,
okay,
you got to make the first step. You know, I got to see your passion. I got to see your grind. I got to see your drive. You know, I got to see your hunger. And once I see that, I can get with you. And you got to understand that is yours first, not mine. I can't
right.
believe in it more than you.
I'm kind of glad you said that, though, because
you
like,
know what,
I had a lot of doubters that doubted me, but I never gave up.
You can't, but that's the point, you can't. I mean, you know, I'm going to give y'all some real love. You know what, I want everybody who's out there that's listening, I'm gonna, go ahead and grab The Hustler's Ten Commandments. It's written by my boy Hotep. Okay, that's the book. It's simplistically written. It doesn't give you major big jargon and stuff you can't understand. You go ahead, you could grab it, and I mean, it will help y'all out a lot. You know, because the bottom line is, you know, you have to get, like Toon said, like everybody on this call said, this is the information age, and you need to be informed. If you're not informed, it's not going to happen. And then also, if you're trying to get into the music business, there is a book called The Business of Music. It tells you all the ins and outs. And I'll give you even a simple one. My friend Buckshot Shorty, you know what I'm saying, the CEO of Duck Down Records. I even put out a video. I sent it out. Y'all can check it out on Lakeside. And basically, he put a very, very how-to step guide, very simplistic. CD if you don't, you know, DVD if you don't want to, you know, read and you just want to listen, or he has a book out, and both those books are on simplistic terms where you can even understand it, and you can really learn the industry. Once again, you got to know your market. Anything everything you is. You can't be a lawyer if you don't know the laws. You can't, you know what I'm saying, be a doctor if you don't know, if you don't study, you know, all the medical terms and learn, because you'll kill somebody. And the same thing when it comes to your business. You're going to kill your minister if you don't know what you're doing. This is something that...
And
you know, the problem is people think that this is something that I got a hot song, I put it on, I blow up. It's not called the music. I like music. It's called the music business. Okay, right. Music is only like everybody know 5% of the game. The rest is all about your business, how you're pushing your brand, how you promote your brand, and how you become a brand. You know what
and
I'm saying?
So, V,
understand that you can move on.
Yeah, and V, tell them about being consistent and the image and all that.
Thank you so much, Juicy, on touching that. The problem is, the problem is people don't have consistency. I see people that put out one video and they'll post it one day and then expect the world to like it and see it. Because everybody's not going to be, you know, one thing too, everybody can't be anywhere at the same time too, so they're not going to see that unless you're posting on a consistent basis. Plus, you know, bottom line is this, look at it like this. McDonald's, everybody know who McDonald's is, but they advertise still daily, and they spend billions of dollars each so people can know their product. And they're one of the most, everybody who don't know who Ronald McDonald is, but they still spend billions. So if McDonald's is still building their brand, Walt Disney is still building their brand, then how much more should you?
You have to keep your market share in place. You just have to. You have to continually invest in your image and brand. There's no way around it, because especially now, there's so many distractions. And going back to the artist performance side real quickly, you know, people don't have no money, you know, first of all. So
right. They're
not going out to see somebody that's not putting on a show. They'll support if somebody's putting on a show and they're getting their money's worth. But they're not going out there to see some cat walk around the stage holding his nuts, talking about make some noise.
You know what the problem is? I'm going to say it like this. And it goes, and it's not just about hip-hop, just in anything, whether you know, people buying clothes or, you know, any other type of product. People buy what we see value in, okay? In a recession, people, do you know in recessions, people spend the most money buying clothes and goods and buying services? There are more cars bought in the recession than any time out, okay? Because, you know, people want to forget their problems. They want to forget up, so, but they have to know your value. It's not the fact
right.
that people... Problem is, people don't do things of value. And I'm even giving it to you as an artist. I see so many artists, I ain't got no money to push and promote. You ain't got money to pay for marketing, you got money to pay for the studio, but you got money to spend $1,500 on a gold chain. You got money to go make a homemade video on YouTube and spend $2,000 on strippers' butt cheeks, but then you come to tell us you don't have no money. Come on, son, let's be honest with yourself. Let's stop playing. You have money. The problem is they don't see value in it, but you can have money in anything you see value in. You see value in those new Jordans. That's why you cop them as soon as they drop off, as soon as the first day they come out. You see value in that gold chain because you think some girl's going to check you out. So you make sure you save up whatever you got to do, your McDonald's check, or wherever you're working at. You see value in that car that you're getting and putting rims on your car because you know the girl's going to stop you in the street. You need to see the same value in your brand, because if you don't, nobody else going to.
Yeah, because they don't even take some of that money and go get their teeth fixed.
No, not at all.
You know what?
Right.
You know,
that's having your priorities all out of whack.
You know what the sad part about it is, and I'm going to give it to you like this. When people say that, you know, well, there's a will, there's a way. I see people say they don't have money. Nowadays, there's so many free, you know, different sites where you can download Fruity Loops, Pro Tools. eBay is accessible, which you can get used microphones, everything else. You can get a mini MPC, you know, a little small Akai keyboard for $89 at the Guitar Center. You can go get you, a copy online, a Pro Tools kit for $150 on your computer and start making your beats. And you can buy your microphone for $99. So that's crap for people to tell me that they can't get their product out there. Problem line is that we're lazy. We want everybody else to do it for us, okay?
Well, yeah, they feel like if they have the talent, I don't need to spend the money on it. Why don't you spend the money on it? I'll just bring the talent to the table.
You know what the problem is, too, is people think that this is still 1952 where, you know, labels was giving, you know, big, you know, contracting. You know what I'm saying? Big contracting.
Well.
Okay, we're giving out big deals, you know, and you're doing, and then I hear people. What really makes me mad, and I know y'all both get mad when I hear new artists say it's so hard. No, you guys are idiots. First of all, when we came out, there was no, you had the labels had a monopoly of our distribution. We could not get out unless they put us out. We had to go city to city to these Martin Paul markets to get our name out there. There's no such thing as I could type in, I'm already in France, I'm already in Sweden, I'm already in Germany. You had to actually go to those touchdown at those places. So you guys got it good.
They don't know. We traveled the world with no per diem. We just got what we paid for the show. That's what we got. Per diem? What is that? That's some new shit, yo. We ain't getting no per diem.
I got one even better for you. How about you back in the days, artists was getting 7 cents for album. These artists are getting 99 cents for ringtone.
Right. Yep. Right. Hey, ringtone? Y'all hold on. Somebody else want to join us, man. Hold on 1 second, man. We got five minutes left on the show. I'm going to let this person join us, see who this is right here.
Yes, sir.
713, y'all. I'm Andy. Who we got?
Hey, what's happening? This is George from RagTube.com. What's going on?
What's up, RagTube?
What's good? Tony Tools.
It is what it is. You know, I just wanted to give a quick shout-out to Cool V because he's doing what he's doing. But I was listening to everything that was said, and one thing I want to add, when we talked about McDonald's, McDonald's is multifaceted. What I mean by that, a lot of people think McDonald's sell hamburgers. McDonald's sell real estate. You understand what I'm saying? They sell real estate. And because they sell real estate, they got you looking one way, but something else happened a different way. What I mean by that, as an artist, it's so important you understand exactly what it is you're doing. Because people are looking at certain things, but you need to know exactly what it is you're doing, how you're going to do it, and how does it affect the community. And if you affect the community, you can do all kinds of things. But as Cool V said, you got to know yourself and know exactly what you're doing. All that's about presentation. That's all I want to say.
You already know, Famo. You get the fishing whistle. Thank you. That was some meat on that, man. Real talk.
Yeah.
Absolutely, all right, man. Thanks for joining us, man. Thanks for calling in.
And you know what, my people, listen, my people dropped some serious science on that. Like I was saying with people, when we talk about, when I brought up the McDonald's, like even like the Walt Disney and everything else, when you say Starbucks, when you say, you know, Subway, they are all of them in the business of selling a reality. But the problem, we don't understand, these people see the value of cross-branding and they also reach out to their community. When you see Starbucks, they have community days for certain things. McDonald's have community. They even created the brainwash where they take out certain amount of kids, you know, from lower income families out there, you know, to California and different areas, to Disney World. I mean, they do things and they reach out. So and then in turn, they get a consistent following. Okay,
right.
And they also answer community needs, you know, at the end of the day, because I'm going to give you a case in point. Starbucks and McDonald's just did the smartest thing. Starbucks know that they charge high for their coffee, okay? So, you know, a certain amount of people can afford $4, $5, $6 for you know, that cappuccino. Now, you got the lower cat. You don't have that much, but he got $2 or $3. So now what happens? Well, go ahead. I'm going to let you sell the same package. We're going to change the package. We're going to call it McCafe, you know, but it'll be the same product. That's why if you taste both of them, they taste almost identical to the same. Starbucks is that's why Starbucks decided to add more toppings because it's the same coffee, same brand.
But, you know,
Starbucks
also has
more
shelf space than anything.
There
you
go.
I have a question. Why does everyone want to go to Yum Money or Cash Money? That's what I want to know.
Well, you know, it goes back to the branding. It's branding because Young Money and Cash Money is the most known hip hop, you know, entity
and,
right now.
Let me give you this one too. One is because they stepped out there. They had the balls and the aggressiveness and the wherewithal to get out there and establish their presence on their own. They didn't need to deal with Universal. They wanted to deal with them. There's a difference when somebody come to you with more money. You know, you got the option to stay independent or play with them. You know, money only means something to the people that don't have it.
But you know what? That you said a mouthful, and that's one thing I want to add on that. I mean, because you said this one thing.
We're going to have to do a part two on this one, baby. Look, we're down to 1 minute, so why don't everybody get a contact information right quick, man, and I'm going to ask you guys to come back so we can finish this one up. But holler at where everybody can be contacted at and get all that good stuff.
Ladies first. I'll let all the Juicy and ladies go first.
Juicy.
Juicy at Juicy Media Group on Twitter. Same thing on Facebook.
Okay, and once again, go ahead, I'm sorry, Juicy.
No, that wasn't me.
Okay, no, okay, I wanted to get Juicy. Is it another lady on deck?
No.
Yes.
Yes, another lady on deck.
Shakamiller on Facebook.
Beautiful. Thanks, sweetheart. And do we have another lady on deck?
No, it's just us two.
Okay, I want to make sure. Okay. Shout out to, first of all, to Juicy Media Group, Cool V TV, Cool V Radio Network. The best way to contact me is simple. Hell, you can Google me, Cool V. And then also, one last thing. Make sure y'all check out and look out for Cool V TV. We're dropping a lot of tips, insight, and, you know, and big, but more than anything, big shout out, you know what I'm saying, to I Am Indie Radio, you know what I'm saying, and Worldwide Movement, man, because, you know, World Movement Records. And everything, you know, that you've got going on over your family, I mean, for bringing me and my whole family and tunes and inviting us all here, man, because without you, none of this is possible. So appreciate you, and a shout-out to all my peoples and all the fans and people that's on Facebook, Twitter, and all other social networks. Mad love to y'all. Respect.
All right. Yes, that's respect, man.
All right.
Love y'all.
All right.
Peace.
Halfway done with a life in pain, smoking out in the dark.